Ny episode av Det alle snakker om med Siri og Kim.
Når du kommer til Ella så tror du sånn, å fy faen, vi skal badespises herfra ut. Nei, nei, morgen til skal du på skolen, skal du sitte inn I 40 varmegrader og lære gresk alfabet.
Ja, og prøve å si en A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Jeg tenker sånn, få meg ut herfra, jeg skal ha fetaost på pinne. ASAP.
Hør Det alle snakker om, gratis, der du hører podcast. They're waking up with the sunrise low,
bulletproof coffee. Velkommen til Biohacking Girls podcast, der vitenskap møter livsstil, og der vi tar kontroll over vår egen helse.
Vi dykker ned I teknologi, ernæring, trening og mentale hacks for å styrke kropp og sinn. Det handler om å bruke naturens prinsipper for å finne balanse, energi og glede.
Vi tester, utforsker og lever som vi lærer, alt for å inspirere deg til å finne din vei til et balansert og godt liv.
For det alle kan få dette til, og sammen kan vi gjøre kunnskap til praksis og skape varig forandring. Du klar for å ta steget inn I fremtiden? La oss hacke livet sammen.
Today we're going to talk about something everybody can connect and relate to, minerals, because these are essential nutrients and they come from the earth, more or less, and your body needs them to produce energy, to regulate hormones, and also to support every cellular function in the body.
And when we went to the Health Optimization Summit in London, we met this wonderful lady, Caroline Allan. She is a health educator, and she has dedicated her life to study minerals. And she has her new book, The Mineral Reset, that can help all of us to do this. And it's not that complicated. We just need to find the right minerals. So let's just jump into the conversation with Caroline.
Biohacking girls, taking the lead, the future is bright, and the plant in the seed.
Hi, Caroline. So nice to meet you again, because we did meet at the Health Optimization Summit in London, and we heard your great speech and presentation of the Mineral Fix. No, the Mineral Reset book. And yeah, after that, we've just been talking about you and really wanted to have you as a guest because this is so amazing and interesting.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
So how has these last weeks been? Because you are really busy now with the Mineral Reset. I suppose you have so much to talk about now.
Well, we have been very, very busy. We actually have a year-long launch plan. So it's not going to just be compressed into a few weeks like many authors. This will go on for quite a while, mainly because this is a message that needs to get out as far as it can go. And we are truly on a mission to help people understand how foundational minerals are to their health.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that this message is not talked more about after hearing you on so many podcasts and your speech and everything. But Caroline, our audience are mostly women in all age groups, and we know that you have a personal story. So if you could share how your interest with this came up.
Absolutely. So about 10 years ago, I was in very ill health. I had grown up with an autoimmune condition. I had had bad mold exposure. I'd also had two children, which takes a hit on the body. And I was working a very intense corporate career in the tech world. And at that time, I had flatlined adrenals. They'd been flatlined for over a year. I had really bad inflammation in my gut. I've been gluten intolerant all my life, but I had been gluten-free for probably 7 years, but I was never able to get over the bloating and the elimination issues that I had. I also had bad periodontal disease in my mouth with receding gums and bone loss in my teeth. I had recurring sinus infections. My immune system was not able to fight back any kind of, you know, hit that came in from my environment. And I also didn't sleep at night. So I woke up 3, 4, sometimes more times a night. And I've always, I was an insomniac most of my life, or all that my entire life until I was remineralized. So all of these things made it impossible for me even to continue in my career. And so at that time, I was introduced through my business partner, this man who's now my business partner, Dan Howard, to plant-based minerals. They're called humic and fulvic. And he gave them to me in a liquid format, which was, they tasted like water, which was really great because I had spent so many years doing things like Chinese medicine, and which often tastes horrific. So it was really nice that it tasted like water. And I just started taking it every day. And, you know, different than most other supplements, I don't like taking pills, but every morning I woke up and I was like, oh, I want my minerals. Like I had this inclination that I wanted my minerals and I would take them. And after 2 months of just kind of, you know, just doing it, you know, like, okay, this is what I do every day. I went to my dentist. I had to have my teeth cleaned 4 times a year because I had such bad periodontal disease. And she looked in my mouth and she was surprised that all of the tissues were pink and healthy. When I had my teeth cleaned, I often had to have pain reduction when I was having them cleaned. I didn't have to have that. So there was way less sensitivity and no bleeding. And this was a radical shift. I had been to 3 different dentists trying to heal the problems in my mouth. After 4 months, I went to my naturopath. My last appointment, she had prescribed hydrocortisone to jumpstart my adrenals, which I had never filled the prescription, but my adrenals showed to be 1/3 of the way up the chart. And after trying so many different things, that was a phenomenal shift. So over the space of 8 or 9 months, all of the symptoms, every single one of the symptoms that I mentioned, just resolved. And I felt great energy. I had also had kind of sugar cravings. So I mostly craved fruit, but still I ate a lot of sugar in the form of fruit. And so my sugar cravings really reduced, which of course also I'm sure helped with my mouth health and my gut health. And, you know, all of my, I have had blood sugar issues with hypoglycemia through my life. I have no hypoglycemia. So all of these things, you know, just made me like very, very curious, because if it had just been 1 or 2 things, maybe I wouldn't have jumped into research, but with so many.
But is humic and fulvic, the plant-based minerals, was that the only thing you changed at that point?
That was the only thing I changed. I didn't start any other supplements. I didn't change my diet. Nothing. I changed nothing.
That is such an incredible story. It's just like magic, actually.
Exactly.
So what is actually happening on a cellular level when you change the minerals or you amp up and get the levels that you need? What happens?
Yeah. So to understand that, what we have to do is look at minerals, because most people are walking around in a body sort of like, well, the way I describe it is this: you would never buy a car without knowing how to fill up the gas tank. The first thing you know is like how to put gas in the tank, or maybe oil in the, you know, in the oil reservoir. But most of us are walking around in bodies that we have no concept of how they are powered and fueled. So to understand minerals, you have to look at that. And so most of us are looking at what I call the macros, the proteins, fats, and carbs. But guess what? All those macros are run by the micros, and the micros are minerals and amino acids. Now, your body makes a lot of amino acids. It makes no minerals. Now, the way that minerals work in your body, it's the way I like to describe it, is imagine a campfire. If you're going to build a campfire, you're going to need some wood, some heavy fuel that you're going to burn. You're going to need some tinder, something that's going to light easily. And then you're going to need a match, something to light that on fire. Now, inside of your cells are these tiny little campfires that are generating minuscule bits of energy. And the fuel that they're using, the heavy fuel, is minerals. The tinder is the amino acids that you have in your body and also that come in through your food. So those are the fuel that generate most of the energy in your body. The match, the thing that turns that fuel into energy, is something called the mitochondria. And mitochondria are these tiny energy generating units inside your cells. But to understand the scale of it, like how many of these are in your body, you have about 37 to 150 trillion cells. Your entire body is made of cells, every part of it. And inside your cells are the mitochondria. But on my hand, in the back of my hand, in one single cell, there might be 200 mitochondria versus a neuron in my brain. In one single neuron, I might have 2 million mitochondria. 2 million in just one single neuron. So the number of tiny units of energy that are being generated in your body every moment by moment, when you have all the fuel, that mineral and amino acid fuel available, your body generates about 1,200 watts of electricity a day. Now, that's enough to plug in your toaster or your blender. Yeah. Okay. So if you don't have enough fuel, your body cannot generate that 1200 watts. And when it doesn't generate that 1200 watts, it operates at a very low level. So it has to pick and choose. And it says, well, I can't really deal with hair. Hair isn't important. So your hair starts falling out. Or, you know, your skin and nails, you know, we'll keep it at basic levels, but it's not going to glow. It's not going to be, you know, robust. And that inflammation that you have in your gut, well, I'm just going to keep it at a low level, but I don't have enough fuel, enough energy generated to actually remove it. So what happens when you start supporting the body with this foundational fuel for your cells at this very micro level, it's like the tide coming in on a beach and all the boats lifting off the sand at the same time. Because suddenly all the cells in your body go, oh, I've got what I need. I can remove that. I have enough energy to remove that inflammation. Oh, I can keep this immune system strong and healthy. I can have enough energy to create cortisol and support adrenal function and thyroid function and reproductive hormone function, you know, all of these biosynthesis processes that require minerals to complete.
But with your history with so many different conditions, and now you've been doing the minerals for how many years?
About 10 years.
10 years. And how do you feel today?
I feel amazing. You know, one of the most beautiful things is I sleep through the night.
Oh, yeah. You
know? And because I was an insomniac all my life, every night that I sleep through the night, I'm like, wow, I slept through the night. I mean, it feels miraculous. And also to be able to fall asleep easily. People don't often connect sleep issues with mineral deficiency. Like, that's not a natural connection that people would make. But here's what I want you to think about. How do you feel when you're hungry? I say hangry. And so when your cells, like your 37 trillion cells or more, don't have what they need, don't have enough energy to complete their function, they send a signal to your nervous system that says, we don't have what we need here. You should go looking. We don't have what we need. Can you get up? I need something. And this constant, these billions, quadrillions of nervous system, tiny signals amp your nervous system up and literally send you to opening the fridge at night, looking for a snack, or the cupboard, looking for a salty, you know, crunchy thing, you know, looking for something, and keep your nervous system from that deep rest that you need.
and that will drain your adrenals too. But let's go back a bit to the mitochondria, because since the soil is so lack of minerals these days, what would be the key minerals to add in order to fix your mitochondria, or at least repair them?
Yeah. And so this is the trick. And you know, years ago, scientists looked at athletes and soldiers who were struggling with mineral deficiency, acute mineral deficiency, which is really electrolyte, what we know of as our electrolytes. Mm-hmm. And electrolytes are just minerals with a strong electrical charge. That's why they're called electrolytes. So, but your body actually needs like 18 to 22 minerals, depending on who you speak with. And those minerals aren't like nice to have, like you can go on without them. Like there are certain functions that will not occur if you don't have those minerals available. So minerals, you know, they say that without vitamins, you can live months, you know, without good vitamin input, but without minerals, you will perish in a few hours. Wow. Without minerals. Wow. So this is how important it is. So years ago, scientists figured out that athletes and soldiers were having this problem. They went into the lab and they did a whole bunch of studies just on soldiers and athletes, males, and they determined that there were these certain minimum daily allowances or minimum daily requirements that were needed to keep a body healthy. And then they put those on the back of food labels and supplement labels. And you can look on a supplement label and it'll tell you what percentage of an RDA, a recommended daily allowance, that particular supplement has. The problem is that's actually completely a misunderstanding, because your body is not like a car. There's no tank for magnesium and potassium and calcium and zinc and et cetera, selenium, on and on. There's no way that you can just pop a pill and expect those minerals to actually be broken down, absorbed into your bloodstream, and ultimately assimilated into your cells. In fact, when you take pills that are made from, most of these things are made from rocks, shells, and bones, you maybe absorb 5%, are actually utilizing 5% of it. And the rest is going straight through you into the toilet.
But can you talk a little bit about how the way we are taking like magnesium these mm-hmm. days? Because everyone tells you need magnesium. Why mm-hmm. this can backfire? This is so interesting.
Yeah, it's actually very, very important. So, and this is why I wrote a book called The Mineral Reset, because I wanted people to understand how minerals work together. Minerals are very, very powerful substances. They are the foundation of all structure in the universe, and they are also used in every biosynthesis process, and they're also utilized to create energy to generate energy in the body as that fuel. So they have many, many uses, but they work in balance with one another. So one mineral may have relationships with up to 10 other minerals, and mineral balance is as important as quantity. So you have, we could go into several, but let's talk about magnesium, phosphorus, and calcium. So many people have learned, and women in particular have learned, that if they take magnesium, it will help them sleep in the short term. But the challenge is this: I want you to think about your gut microbiome. And what we know about the gut microbiome is it's filled with this, it's replete with microflora, microorganisms, fungi, all sorts of beneficial bacteria, all sorts of different organisms in there. And that system, first of all, it's a freshwater system. It's like the lakes and rivers on the earth. Your bloodstream is like the ocean. It's very close to the salinity of the ocean, but your gut is a freshwater system. And it works a lot. The way I think about it is it's a lot more like a forest than a car. So if you had a vehicle, you'd fill up the magnesium tank. Great, perfect. It will help you sleep. But in a forest, if you take a wheelbarrow of magnesium and throw it on a forest floor, the cellular life, the plants in that area will not thrive because it's a concentration. So when you, on a regular basis, use magnesium in large quantities and put it into your gut microbiome, many things happen. One thing is that it throws off the balance, the homeostasis, the of that ecosystem. Your gut microbiome is a natural ecosystem that thrives on small incremental additions over time, not large hits of concentrated substances. Even when you eat, you know, when you eat and you take a whole bunch of food into your gut, there's a huge number of, it's, you're eating ecosystem stuff. Okay. Unless you're eating, you know, a bag of salty chips, you know, but if you're eating good foods, you're getting full spectrum nutrients and minerals all at the same time. You're not getting a big bolus of just magnesium. And I want people to think about in nature, where does that happen? Where do we have concentrations of magnesium? Anywhere where cellular systems thrive, you don't. So if you think about your body as a natural ecosystem, then you start questioning whether magnesium, putting a 800, 500 milligram pill of magnesium into your gut microbiome on a regular basis would be healthy. One of the things that happens for women in particular, this is something they should know, is that when you put that magnesium into your gut, your body has to balance it. So it says, okay, I've got a lot of magnesium here. First, I need to eliminate a lot of it. So it brings water from other places in your body to make you urinate, to get rid of the excess. The next thing that it does is it tries to balance it with phosphorus and calcium. And where does phosphorus and calcium come from? Your bones. So I've had trainers of elite athletes come to me, triathletes who in the aging quadrant, who are experiencing osteopenia and osteoporosis from taking so much magnesium during their training cycles for years. So this is, it's just a misunderstanding about how minerals work in a natural ecosystem, because people with really big brains went into a lab and looked at things under a microscope. They didn't think of this whole body that we have as a natural cellular ecosystem. And how does nature do that?
And another thing that is really trending now is those stick packs with the electrolytes. Do you throw them out as well? Is it the same?
Yes, it is. And in fact, you know, I think, you know, we work with so many athletes who have used so many of these salt-based electrolytes. The problem with salt-based electrolytes, again, is that if you think about your body, it's like the earth, and your digestive tract is a freshwater system. You would never go pour salt into the stream in your, you know, or into a pond that you have. You would never continually throw salt in there because you know it would kill the microflora and all of the plants and the fish that are in there. You know, it would not be a good thing to do. So what happens is so many people are using salt-based electrolytes, and what they're doing is they're irrigating. The water that they're taking in is going straight through them because they're putting so much salt in their system that it throws off their sodium-potassium balance, which is all about how water gets shuttled around and moved into your body. You throw off that balance and your body has to immediately eliminate. So now you have frequent urination. So you're not hydrating, you're irrigating. You're just, the water's going straight through you. So, and worst of all, it's trashing your gut microbiome. So many people, you know, we work at bike races. We often go to the bike races. They don't want to take, at the aid stations, they don't want to take the salt-based electrolytes because they know it's going to trash their gut.
But just to understand, you don't mean that we should stop using electrolytes, but maybe looking for a more optimized mineral status, like in total?
Yeah. So what I'm saying, I'm not against salt, just so you know, I'm not one of these people who says you should have no salt. Of course, we need salt. We know that. Salt is a very, very important mineral in the body. What I'm saying is you don't need to, you get plenty of salt from the foods you eat, unless you're eating a low salt diet. And when people often tell me that if they stop their salt-based electrolytes, they start cramping. And I'm saying that's just your body in withdrawal and coming back into balance. A much better way to get electrolytes is in a full spectrum, extremely bioavailable format. I say to people, give me 1 month, take none of the salt-based electrolytes and just use our liquid electrolyze product. The liquid electrolyze, and we have, I'm telling you, so many athletes who've dealt with cramping, with feeling depleted all the time, and with hydration issues. And when they start using electrolytes without the salt-based electrolytes, they start feeling replenished. They drink less water and feel more hydrated. And they stop their frequent urination. Their gut stops feeling so bad. They start to gain really great gut health. It's a game changer. So it's not, the thing that we're confused about is it's not about how much. You know, you look at a stick pack, there's maybe 500 milligrams of magnesium. There's maybe 700. I mean, I've seen things with 1,000 milligrams of potassium. I mean, things like that. Okay. And that is just not how ecosystems work. It's just you're doing the teeter totter, you know, you're constantly doing this with your body. So better to provide very bioavailable minerals in trace full spectrum amounts and coming in balanced ways into that ecosystem. Now the ecosystem gets to utilize, it has everything that it needs in the right balances already.
Just a question, because when we have been promoting the ketogenic diet, we have been trained under Dr. Eric Berg. Of course, when you stop certain food, you get more cravings and you lack salt when you stop using or eating ultra-processed food. So in order to communicate this message right, how should we know? Because we think, not guessing, but knowing, so test. How could we know?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to tell you, because it's so interesting. When we first started our business, it was right at the beginning of the ketogenic craze. And what happened was we were doing a meeting and we were talking about the minerals. And this woman came in who was a keto coach, and she was a very big keto coach. She'd have 100 people at a meeting starting them on keto. And she said, every single one of my clients takes your products, because they are the thing that help them through the process of getting fat adapted without having the keto flu symptoms. And she said what she does is she has them start the minerals at least 10 days before they even begin the process of cutting out carbs. And then they go through the entire process of moving into ketosis and becoming fat adapted without any keto flu.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But that's how we teach it too. I think that's the way to do it. You introduce slowly, so it's going to be like a smoother transition. But then when you are fat adapted, or if you, what do you do next? And how would you know what you need?
You're just going to use, I mean, this is the thing, is so many people with keto, and I don't know if you've had this experience, but because I've worked with keto coaches, lots of people have stomach problems, and they have lots of stomach discomfort, especially in the beginning with keto. And when you use our, that, I think some of that is from those salt-based electrolytes. Also, people are also often using ketones, which not everybody can handle, but you know, if you're not using ketones and you're just using the salt-based electrolytes, that it can really trash someone's gut, starts them in. And ketosis already creates frequent urination. So if you are going to, I say just use the beam minerals, just use the fulvic and the humic. And if you begin to really understand how they work, it's really phenomenal.
Yes, let's get into how the humic and the fulvic work and how it balances itself, and if you can take too much or however. Yeah.
Well, the most important thing to recognize is humic. Let's talk about where they come from, because they're so interesting. So humic and fulvic come from the decomposition of freshwater plants. So the minerals, the humic and fulvic that are used in beam minerals, they actually come from plants that decomposed 65 million years ago, which is when a meteor hit the planet and it hit the Yucatan. And at that time, it was the dinosaur era. This was the end of the dinosaur era because that meteor hit the Earth and it killed 75% of all life on the planet in a few hours. And all of these rainforests around the Earth died and decomposed, and they deposited their mineral content back into the soil. And that strata of Earth in North America is about 10 to 12 feet below the Earth. In the Himalayas, this black tarry substance oozes from rocky hillsides. In Great Britain, they have peat. And they find it in the boggy areas. There's other materials in the African continent and South America and in Asia as well. They're all humic substances and they all came from the same time period, 65 million years ago. Now, humate, which is what we use, is a dark crystalline sandy substance. And we take that and it's called humic. These substances are called humic. Now, I know I've mentioned fulvic. The interesting thing about the fulvic is extracted out of humic, and then you have two molecules. The cool thing about both of these molecules is they are pre-formulated by nature to have all of the minerals your body needs in the ratios that you need them. The interesting thing is that every single cell on Earth requires minerals to function, every single cell, whether it's a redwood tree, a pea shoot, or your body, every single cell requires minerals. And the interesting thing is they all need them in very close to the same ratios. Wow. And that makes sense because we all evolved from the same single-celled organisms. So what nature realized that since all cells need to get minerals in from the outside, it developed pre-formulated molecules to support the process. So the humic molecule, first let's talk about how things get into the cell. So the humic molecule is a fairly large molecule. And if you hold your hand in a fist, that's the size of a humic molecule, and a head of a pin would be a cell. Now, what happens is the humic molecule bumps up against the cell and it interacts with the proteins in the cell wall and it causes more channels to open. So it makes the cell more permeable. That already means that more nutritional elements, more minerals can get into the cell. And one of the challenges that we have as modern humans is that our cell membranes are not very healthy due to seed oils and all sorts of environmental issues that we encounter. Mm-hmm. So making the cell more permeable, like if you're in a room and you have one door and one window and so much can go in and out, but if you have four doors and four windows, a lot more things can go in and out. And that's just a really more efficient method. Now the fulvic molecule, if you hold your hand in a fist now, and that's the size of a cell. And the fulvic molecule is the size of the head of a pin. It's so micro small. But the interesting thing about that micromolecule is that it carries with it the full spectrum of minerals your body needs in the natural ratios that you need. It's a pre-formulated molecule. So, and your cell linings recognize it. So when it hits up against the cell lining, the cell goes, that's fulvic, let it in. And it gets a free pass into the cell. Now fulvic does what no other molecule on Earth can do. It changes its polarity and it drops its nutritional content off into the cell. It is a delivery system for minerals and nutritional elements into the cell. What's one of the most powerful electrolyte molecules on Earth. So this is, but having an electrolyte molecule that can change its polarity so it can actually deliver, that's like phenomenal.
But
how did we end up in this place where mineral depletion is so widespread, and when did it really take off?
Yeah, well, you know, it's happened in the U.S. In 1936, there was a special session of Congress saying how depleted our soils were of minerals and what were we going to do about it. And what have we done about it? Nothing. In fact, we've made it worse by using glyphosate, which glyphosate is a weed killer that we spray in our country, sadly, on our foods to kill the weeds the plants live because they're genetically modified. And then we eat those foods and we get glyphosate into our bodies, and the glyphosate then chelates out minerals. So that's one of the ways. The other thing is that the foods that we eat, because the soil itself is depleted of minerals, the nutrient density of foods in the 1950s and 2000s, radically different. To get the same nutritional value from an apple that your grandfather ate, you'd have to eat maybe six or seven, some people say more, apples today. So this is just the sad fact. And it has to do with two things. One, that we have disconnected ourselves from what I call the sustainable loop that nature relies on. Plants grow in the soil, they die, they decompose, and as they decompose, they deliver their mineral and nutritional content back into the soil. But we cultivate, we grow, we harvest, we take it away, and that nutritional content never gets back to the soils. So we're eating foods that are grown in soils that are depleted. We're eating meats that from animals that are growing, that are eating plants that are grown in soils that are depleted. So we cannot, the sad fact is you can't eat enough content to get enough minerals anymore. You have to find a way to replenish them separate from the foods you eat.
This is so interesting. We have been taking magnesium also because we have been doing this ketogenic diet, which I just wanted to comment to you that we use it strategically in periods now. And I think that's the best for the hormonal balance. But anyways, so we have been using magnesium. And the last test I did in serum and in a hair mineral analysis, they were completely different. So my levels were okay in serum, and it was way too high on my hair mineral. So how would we know? Yeah, let me know.
That's really, I'm so glad you mentioned that. So the serum only tells you what's ambient in your system. So you eat food, some of it gets digested, some of the nutrients get absorbed, and now they're flowing around in your bloodstream. Your hair tells you actually what you've been assimilating. So so this is where I get into the balance thing, okay? So that's actually telling you that you probably don't need to be using that magnesium that way. Okay. Blood serum is not a good way to test your minerals. So lots of people do it and they'll sell it to you, you know, as a way to find out how you're doing. I guess it will tell you how much you're absorbing. And that, so the interesting thing is you're actually not, you're absorbing lower, but you're assimilating more. So it's assimilating is into the cells, getting into the cells. Your hair is actually your cells that have been excreted. So it's also telling me, because there's a whole thing about testing. So hair is what we call an excretion model, meaning your body is excreting. And some people aren't excretors and other people are. So it's not the absolute best way. It's the second best way. The first best way is using something called OligoScan, there are a few other intracellular ways to test, to get your minerals tested.
We have done that too, OligoScan. So we've been doing that too. So I think this is interesting. But since everything is trending, people are jumping on one TikTok after the other trends, it's very important to talk about this imbalance. And I suppose this goes for kids and teenagers too. But I wonder, the good thing about being a biohacker is that you are always searching for your own clinical study and looking for signs of mineral deficiency, like low energy. Like, could you walk us through what people, listeners, could think about if they are imbalanced? A little bit more, go into that.
Yeah. Well, this is where I go back to, and I talk a lot about it in my book, The Mineral Reset, and I recommend people check it out, mainly because it's one thing to read a scientific study if you have that capacity to understand all their big words. It's another thing to read about it in a way that's very accessible, and that's what I've tried to do, is make the science really clear but very accessible. And the real change here is, and it's the challenge with biohacking, and I totally appreciate biohacking. I've been a biohacker and spent many, many years spending hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get well in my body, trying all sorts of different things. The challenge is that mostly biohackers are looking for a short-term fix or a short-term impact or change or experience. And when you're talking about minerals, we're talking about an ecosystem. So how do ecosystems gain health? It doesn't happen overnight. It takes weeks, months, even years in some cases. So the whole conceptual framework of using minerals, which are these incredibly powerful substances, to support your body at a micro level, at this foundational level, is you have to think about your body as an ecosystem. And when you start to really do that shift of starting recognizing that your gut microbiome is an ecosystem, your every part of your body is one single cellular ecosystem, you start to want to put things into it in a balanced way. Mm. So you have right now a magnesium imbalance in your body, and you could just stop taking magnesium, but that might not also work for you. So instead, what you want to do is find a balanced solution. And that's what humic and fulvic represent. They represent nature's technology for mineral replenishment in all cellular systems on Earth.
And it's really a very actual topic right now. We can see that too. And they are like transporters, like you told us. But how much and how often and how should we use humic and fulvic?
Yeah. So humic and fulvic are super easy to use. And this is one of the nice things about them, especially if you have the liquid minerals. There are other forms. You can get shilajit, but if you're going to use shilajit from the Himalaya area, please make sure that you get certificate of analysis, that you ensure that it comes from a trusted source, because what's happened is that people have learned that Westerners will pay a lot of money for shilajit, and they'll take a small bit of shilajit and mix it with God knows what. And the other thing is that when it's stored, it can develop mold. So it has to be stored properly as well. So you really have to make sure with your shilajit that you're going to use it. The other challenge with shilajit, and this is why I love being able to split the fulvic and humic, is that humic is also a very powerful detoxification agent. So that humic molecule, that large molecule that I described first, it also goes through your bloodstream and through your gut and picks up biowaste, toxins, heavy metals, nanoplastics, viral detritus, senescent cells or zombie cells, free radicals, glyphosate. It will bind to all of these things and carry them out of your body. Because it's such a powerful detoxification agent, for some people, it can cause some detox responses when used in full strength. So if you just one day started taking shilajit, you might have some detox responses. If you can split the humic and fulvic out, what you can do is just take fulvic for a period of time, provide more energy to your body, more fuel for energy generation in your body. Now you upgrade your whole energy, your whole metabolic system in your body before you begin doing any detox using the humic. So you can use them that way. with our products, the B minerals, it's really for just a regular person who's not super active, working out, you know, five mm-hmm. times a week. They would just need half an ounce of the MicroBoost, which is the humic product, and half an ounce of the Electrolyze, which is the fulvic product. So this is the humic MicroBoost. And that's that one is the one you would start after. And then the fulvic is the Electrolyze. And that's the one you would use for your instead of your salt-based electrolytes. When you fill up your water bottle, you take a capful of that and you throw it in there. Now you've got super incredibly bioavailable full spectrum minerals and electrolytes going into your body every time you drink that water.
Just so I understand. So if you start this, you cannot overdose on these products, and you can just throw everything away and do this instead. And it's like, it's going to help every system in the body.
I'm telling you, I take no other minerals. I take no other electrolytes. And when I do an Oliga scan, my things are just like really good, just really good. So, and we've seen this time and time again. And you know, the cool thing about it is if you're an athlete, I mean, I've got so many like intense mm-hmm. athletes. We've got Olympic athletes, runners, we've got tennis pros, we've got cyclists who all use these products. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when they do that, they never want to go back to the salt-based electrolytes because they know, they feel the impact in their gut and they don't feel hydrated and they don't ever really feel replenished. When they start using these, they take a lot more than you and I would, you or I would. You know, I don't know your lifestyle. You may work out five times a week. So,
but I hear so many people who has mold disease. So if they had, and they're trying to find solutions. So just starting a protocol with B minerals would be the way to do and get rid of it.
Yes. So the humic is incredibly effective at removing mycotoxin. It's not going to happen overnight. Again, this is weeks, months, you know, very long period of time. So, but it definitely is really good. So humic is really, it's being studied around the world for its binding capacities. It's not, you know, if you use charcoal or use a clay or something, it just binds to anything, you know, whereas humic is very interesting. It's actually we call it an effector because let's say you take that pill of magnesium. Now you have this concentration of magnesium. It will actually bind to the magnesium until it reaches homeostasis, that balanced level, then it will stop. So it will start binding when there's too much, and then it will slow down, and stop when it reaches that balance point.
And all of this is in your book, the protocols and everything, you walk through everything.
Yeah, so in the book, I've got, first of all, I kind of walk people through the contextual framework of the body as an ecosystem, and then how humic and fulvic, where they come from, how they work. Then we talk about, you know, if you're going to go get humic and fulvic, how would you go about purchasing it? I give people lots of different ideas, so kind of a buying guide. Mm. We don't just talk about B minerals, we talk about lots of different products. And then we go through a reference section where you could look for particular health issues that you're struggling with and look into how you could support that thing with minerals. Then at the very end of the book, we have a mineral reset program that you can go through in a self-paced way, or I'm also going to be offering that online. And when people buy the book, they can actually get access to that for free.
I did that.
Yeah, it'll be great. We'll really look forward to having you on that. So,
and so the dosage for like beginners here, and I ask about teenagers and kids also, because I suppose it's not only our lives, but the small ones too.
Yeah, it's actually so important for kids. So mm-hmm. the mineral, like you and I, we grew up at a time where there was much more minerals in the foods that we eat. Mm-hmm. The kids now, it's really a problem. In fact, it's many people, doctors who deal with childhood injuries, sports injuries, say they just see a huge incline in the number of sports injuries, and they really think it's because of mineral depletion.
Uh-huh.
So think about a young body that's growing. It needs way more minerals than a person who's no longer physically getting bigger. So, because all of that structure in the entire universe and in that body is minerals. So very important. It can be a game changer for kids with ADHD, with any concentration or even anxiety, depression. There are some stories, if you look on our website and you look, put in kids, I think you'll hear a couple different stories about kids. And also for kids doing sports performance, it's a game changer because those sports drinks, those salt-based electrolytes are really not great for kids.
And how about women in particular in perimenopause, menopause, brain fog, hormones, dysregulation? How is this impacting that?
Yeah. So when I told you my story, that's the one piece that I didn't mention, is that I was also deep into perimenopause. And so I was struggling. I've done HRT, hormone replacement for many years and was doing it at that time. But the thing I want you to recognize is even if you do hormone replacement, the utilization and the development of hormones in your body all requires minerals. Mm-hmm. So you can use HRT, and if you're not having an impact, it's probably because you don't have those micros, that foundational level, because every biosynthesis process in the body requires different minerals. So if you replenish minerals, provide that foundation, now the hormone replacement that you're having is going to have way more effect. Or if you're having thyroid issues or you're having adrenal issues, all three of these are like, this three-legged stool, thyroid, hormones, and adrenals. So if one is out, the other's out. And that, why is that? Because you're not supporting from underneath with that foundation. The short story is it can have a huge positive impact on people who are experiencing uncomfortable perimenopausal or menopausal symptoms.
Wow. it sounds like magic and so simple. And I just love it. Back to nature, back to our circadian rhythm, back to how it's supposed to be. Of course it's going to help.
And this is the thing, if we just look at how nature does things,
yes,
the wisdom of nature is truly awe-inspiring. Yeah. So how long have we been on the planet? Not that long.
So, Caroline, if there's one thing you want our audience to take with them after listening to you now, what would that be?
Well, first, I would love them to consider getting the book, The Mineral Reset. You can get that at mineralresetbook.com. And there are I think, links for Amazon, for example, that, go around the world. So anyone from anywhere would be able to access it there. I'd love for them to join the Mineral Reset program that I'm going to be doing starting at the very end of May. It's an online program and we'll walk you through the whole replenishment process so that you can actually start feeling better. You could also, if you want to just get started, to try Beam Minerals, I think in Europe, you can go to aggressive-health.eu. And that is our European distributor of Beam Minerals. And we can give you that link so you can put it in the show notes as well. If you're in the US and you're listening, you can just go to beamminerals.com. Or if you're in the UK, you can go to longevityessentials.com.
So you don't send it to Europe from the United States?
We do, but the shipping, I think you're much better to get it from the European distributor.
Of course.
Yeah, because of the cost of the shipping
and
all of the duties and fees. So sorry about those. that's insane.
It's been wonderful after we heard you in London. Are you going to Europe again soon, Caroline?
I'm not. I'm just focused so much on this book launch. I'm getting the word out about the book. I wanted to go to Europe, but it just lands right at a good and not a good time. Will you be going to Health Optimization Summit?
or even the health one in June. We'll figure out which one we go to. But I think, you know, there's so much work with a book. It's supposed to live for more than the writing year and the launching year. It's supposed to live forever. So we are really, yeah, so happy you have written this book, Caroline.
Thank you so much. And I so appreciate your support in getting the word out about it.
Thank you so much for sharing and just your passion and vibrancy. Perfect.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much. I'm so glad that we connected in London. So
yeah.
I hope
yeah.
to see you again in the future.
Oh, yes.
We will, for sure. We will be in touch. Thank you so much and have a good luck with everything or break a leg.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And the plants in the
sea. Some guests, Monica, they just hit right home. And this one is one of those. I want to start now on this new protocol and just throw everything away.
It's so interesting when I see you get so engaged yeah. and impatient to get started. But we were thrilled about her speak last year, and we have been discussing with her, and this is the best timing to have her on because the book is out. So we would really encourage you to who listen now to go into the website and join this live Mineral Reset book in our program. We're going to join it and we will share on Instagram. So maybe you would join us also. And hopefully you found this book interesting and maybe you would like to purchase it.
So thanks for another podcast with you.
Vi minner om at dere må snakke med egen lege eller kostholdsveileder om dietter og andre spørsmål relatert til medisiner og supplementer. Informasjon med dele kan ikke bli brukt til å diagnostisere, behandle, forebygge eller kurere noen sykdommer eller tilstander.